The work of Jerome and Jeremiah Jones tells stories that are personal and universal.
We all on a journey, regardless of where we come from, but that true journey is learning who you are.
Memories of the Motherland is a retrospective of the father and son artists.
I'm Jerome Walker Jones, Jr.
And I'm Jeremiah Jones. Memories of the Motherland, it is an exhibition that deals with our unceasing desire to reconnect with our homeland, Mother Africa.
One of the reasons we love this exhibit, it not only tells our history, but we reconnect our spiritual roots with Africa as being African Americans. And so we always see the cultural connections, but I like to say we share the word from the Heavenly Father, and then Africa being the motherland. When you bring father and mother together, you produce children of the Most High. So it's a creative way of sharing the word through art and sharing that the stories about great prominent Africans and African Americans.
Using vivid colors, the artists play with geometry and scale to move your eyes through these visual history books. The journey from Africa to Virginia, from enslavement to liberation, takes shape through their paintbrushes and their poetry. Jerome Jones' I Am is inspired by scripture.
When you see I am black but comely, ye daughters of Jerusalem, that's in the book of Solomon, Song of Solomon. I am the rose of Sharon. So you see the rose, the lily of the valley. I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the Lamb of Yah. I am the word. I am the bright and morning star. I am the true vine.
Jeremiah Jones also developed a gift for words.
I must admit, my portrait only scratches the surface, but I am privileged to know your purpose. Who knew that I would write a poem for you? I waited 400 years just to open the door for you.
So when this poem, Yowande, was inspired by two local artists. Then Jones expanded the motifs to a large-scale painting.
There's a lot of background to this story. I would say this is probably one of my most in-depth paintings. Yeah, and we don't just do paintings centered around Africa. We paint, you know, landscapes, sports scenes, social paintings, spiritual, but there's no collection more dear to our hearts than this one because it tells the story of our people.
This one is called A Beautiful One Has Come. This is my tribute to the African woman. You see at the top, Genesis 3:20, Adam named his wife Eve, the mother of all living. And so you see dolls on the bed of different hues and colors. And I wrote this poem as a tribute to all women and especially mothers. And this was one of my poems that I gave out for Mother's Day. We just had Mother's Day, May 14th. It says, knowing you are in the world is showing each little girl to be the best she can be. The mother of all living, love and life you are giving to produce all the colors of earth's sisters and brothers. Mother of many nations, kings come from your creation. First teacher of girls and boys, training and reigning over all of life's pains and the joys. We see wisdom's true beauty from Eve through Nefertiti, within the Queen of Sheba and in every believer. Mother of the Messiah, you are blessed to inspire. Women of generations, there's love and veneration because of all you have done. The beautiful one has come.
Though some paintings were made decades apart, there's a common thread and objective, whether documenting history, being guided by scripture, or celebrating inspiring people, from Kwame Ture to a young Richmond track runner named Lucy.
It's called A Portrait of Lucy, and I'm overlapping the life of a young track runner in Richmond, Virginia that I met named Lucy with the ancient fossil that was found in the Afar Depression in Ethiopia. And it's about 3.2 million years old, that fossil. So I'm showing her on a track in that region in Ethiopia. And that's a very hot region as well. So you can see the volcanic crevices in the background. And I overlap it with my poem about Lucy. And My acronym for Lucy is Life Universally Connecting Yesterday. And so I'm showing the Richmond Coliseum on the upper left-hand side of the painting and the National Museum of Ethiopia on the right. And I'm basically saying that history is kind of like a baton, you know, and she's running the race to actually make history.
We could say past, present, and future are all now.
Janine Bell is president and artistic director at the Elegba Folklore Society. She says the artist's blend of imagery and words lead to the flow of feeling.
And for me personally, feeling is where it is. Feeling is where something can happen inside you. Feeling is where transformation can happen. Feeling is where, even if you've had a thought process about something, a feeling can make all that be different. And so that too blends with and is conducive with the work here at the Elegba Folklore Society, because in our programming, people may take it in their head and through their senses, but ultimately where it lands, we intend and they say, is because of something they feel. And that's where transformation can happen.
I always like to say my mother, she's not a quote artist, but a creative person. My father was a historian. So you bring those two together, that's my love for history and art.
Jerome Jones started his art career at an early age. As a teen, he had 75 pieces in an exhibit at the Boys Club. His son picked up a brush around age 4 and eventually started contributing to his father's Ingenious Artist Minds series.
Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Alex Haley, Bonnie Raitt, Neil Diamond. Man, who else?
Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield.
Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, we just recently met Tony Bennett, and he autographed a piece I did of him at Altria Theater. Doug Williams. It's our way of painting homage, like people pay homage to people they're inspired by. And it's a creative way of us sharing the stories about successful people and what they do to inspire, and that's not just the youth, but the young at heart and at art, to use their gifts to uplift others and to make the world a better place.
Jeremiah says one of the biggest things his father taught him wasn't technique, but the art of seeing.
He focused more on teaching me how to look at the world or see the world, because there is a difference between looking and seeing. You know, looking is just a lot of times what viewers happen to do in galleries. But what we try to do is share the importance in really reading a painting the way you read a book. You know, you may not go from left to right, but it's really looking deeper into the colors. Like, what does this color mean in this piece? You know, 1 + 1 is not 2 in art. We know that. So blue in one painting may not carry the same meaning as blue in another painting, but, you know, my mother and my father did a great job sharing the unseen with me, you know? Yeah. And looking is basically just gracing your eyes upon the surface of what's in front of you. But seeing is equivalent to understanding.
Jeremiah and I both believe that we don't want to just paint. These are not decorations, these are declarations, declaring that we all must be set free. When we paint and we finish our work, we want it to have a message that can speak to people's hearts and not just be something that looks good, but shares a message that can be life-changing.
Jerome and Jeremiah Jones say the exhibit has special meaning ahead of the 400-year commemoration of the first Africans to arrive in Virginia. That's coming up in 2019. They'd like to take Memories of the Motherland on the road to help spark more conversations about the legacy of slavery.
It hasn't been an easy journey. It hasn't, you know, and you still see some of the effects from what our ancestors went through 400 years ago today. And art is one of the I think, most effective ways to share things that may not be comfortable for people to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think it can resonate with them if they take time to really read each painting, you know, and sometimes people misconceive what history telling is. They look at it like, you know, that's too strong. But, you know, and it's really all love, you know. It's each person talking about how much they love their own history. And when we can make that universal and not just personal, that's when the world will really get to where it should be.
Memories of the Motherland runs through July 31st at the Alegba Folklore Society. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.